Hey there, welcome back to our next audio message in the 21 Day Challenge. We are going to dive in today and talk about biblical meditation. Biblical meditation. Now, in my opinion, it has never been more important in this day and age to remember, to carve out time, to devote time to this important discipline that God commands us to do inside of His Word. And the reason I believe that is because our brains are on information overload. You and I are receiving information as we're responding to text messages and emails and staring at our computer screens and checking our Facebook pages and all the other social media outlets that we have. You and I are processing an unprecedented amount of information. And this amount of information, our brains were not really created to process all of this information. In fact, it says that people receive every day about 105,000 words or 23 words per second. And that's during like your wake hours. I'm not talking about when you're sleeping. 23 words per second. Think about when you talk to somebody and how many words per second, probably one, maybe two, 23 words per second. And that's just the words that we receive. Think about all the music that we listen to and the videos that we watch, and it's really never ending. They say that it's the equivalent of 64 gigabytes of information, which is enough to overload a laptop. Okay? That's what our brains are up against. And because they're up against that amount of processing, we don't have time for deep, reflective thought and focus that is required to renew our minds to truth. And not only that, but all this information that we're processing, you know, it's not coming a lot of times from the source of truth. And so it's never been more important for you and I to carve out time and to practice this discipline, which God talks about inside of His Word over and over and over again. You see, biblical meditation is God's prescription to help us put on Christ so that we can live and give to others the way that God intended. Now, in our Nourish scripture this week, there's some beautiful, beautiful, I love the book of Ephesians. It's beautiful. But inside of the fourth chapter, Paul says, 4:17, with the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They have no sense of shame, and they live for lustful pleasure, eagerly practicing every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth comes from Him, throw off your sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature to be created like God, truly righteous and holy. Let the Spirit renew your mind. I didn't plan on reading this scripture, so it's going to take me a while to turn there, but I just feel prompted that the Lord wants me to read this one too. In Romans chapter 8, grab it real quick, it says this. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws and never will. That is why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never be please God. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. There it is again. That call to pay attention, to renew our mind to truth. Probably one of the most well-known verses about renewing your mind also comes from the book of Romans in the 12th chapter. I'm starting with verse 1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead you to give your bodies to God because of all that He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Do not copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. What I want you to see inside of these scriptures is that biblical meditation, Christian meditation, is rooted in the Bible. And the reason why I want to bring that out is because I think that one of the reasons, of course, we're busy, and of course, you know, there's all these other reasons that you could say, but I think one reason, and I want to address it in this podcast, is that we don't like to use the word meditation. We think that's weird, is because meditation has this negative connotation with it, because we associate meditation with the New Age movement. And honestly, as I'm going to show inside of this podcast, you're really wise, because there is a New Age meditation, which is nothing like God's way of meditating. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But what I want you to see inside of this podcast is that we don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. In other words, just because the New Age movement is practicing meditation doesn't mean that we throw away biblical meditation, because meditating on God's Word is rooted in the Bible. Now, there may be different ways that God says it. He might say, let the Spirit renew your mind, or renew your mind to God's Word, or, you know, inside of the Bible, a lot of times He calls His people to reflect and remember about God's goodness. I think about inside of the book of Joshua, after they crossed over the Jordan River, God called them to go back in the river and get a stone to set it up as a memorial to remind them of God's faithfulness. So whether we are remembering God's Word, hiding God's Word in our heart, renewing our mind to God's Word, or as Corinthians says, taking our thoughts captive to Christ, or meditating, do you know the Bible says that word 20 times? It is inside of God's Word. So we need to understand that this is not a suggestion. And while there is a way that the New Age movement is doing it that is not biblical, don't throw meditation out of your study of God's Word. I am so passionate about this, because it incorporating this discipline has been a game changer for me. And I really believe that, Romans 12 tells us that when we renew our mind, then we understand God's will for our life, that very much a part of every woman becoming the woman that God created her to be, is to devote time to this practice. And that is exactly why the third step in the Nourish Bible Study Method is the renew step. And so Christian meditation means reflecting on biblical truth. That's what it means. It means pressing pause from what other people are saying, from all the noise that we have in our world, from everything, and attaching yourself, right, to the source of life, which is Jesus Christ, through His Word. It is praying the Word. It is reflecting on the Word. It is taking time to pause and really think deep on Scripture. And it is rooted in the Bible. Like I said, it's mentioned 20 times. Dr. Caroline Leaf is a cognitive neuroscientist. She has her PhD, and she has studied all of her life on the brain. And she is also a very strong believer. And she has written lots of great resources on renewing your mind. And she talks about the fact that everything you do is first a physical thought in the physical brain, that you think and then you do, which creates a cycle back to the thought. And the Bible backs this up too, because the Bible tells us that faith and action, I mean, I know you guys have heard me say this a million times now, but it's true. Faith and action walk hand in hand, James chapter 2. And so what we believe will affect our behavior. Dr. Caroline Leaf talks about the fact that everything we do is first related to a thought. And if our thoughts are toxic, it's going to create toxic behavior. And then that toxic behavior will in turn create another toxic thought. But God created our minds with the ability to renew. So just like you have toxic thoughts, now you can have truth thoughts. And that will create abundant life experiences, which will in turn help you to continue to renew your mind. Now, all that said, it is very, very important to recognize the differences between biblical meditation and New Age meditation. You're being wise if you do that, because listen to this. Eastern meditation, the entire goal of Eastern meditation is to empty the mind. The entire goal of biblical meditation is to fill the mind with God's Word. There's a big difference between emptying the mind and filling the mind with God's Word. In Eastern meditation, they practice chanting a single word over and over again to empty the mind with conscious thought. In biblical meditation, we are focusing on the Word of God, on His Word. In Eastern meditation, it implies that you are one with God, and therefore you can control your destiny. That is the implication if you read things about Eastern meditation. In biblical meditation, you recognize that God alone possesses ultimate power, and you acknowledge His sovereignty. In fact, the whole goal is to connect you with Christ, not to be Christ, but to connect you with Christ. Eastern meditation is promoted as a mean to get what you want by simply visualizing what you desire. Biblical meditation is a mind and a heart that is surrendered to God's will for your life. Eastern meditation ultimately seeks resources that lie within the person. Biblical meditation encourages you to seek God for His wisdom, for His direction, so that He can guide you. In Eastern meditation, it's about accessing your inner self, your resources. In biblical meditation, it's about detaching, right, from the former way that you used to live, like it talked about in our Nourish scripture, and detaching from the world and from your desires and attaching yourself to Jesus Christ. So, it's completely understandable when you read about Eastern meditation to be so leery of that word meditation that you just don't even say it. But the truth is that that word meditate is biblical. That God commands us to do that, to meditate, to reflect, to renew our mind on Him, His Word, and what He has done. It's really a form of worship. It's really a form of worship. And I want you to think about the word meditate, like the word study. You know, when we talk about Bible study, we don't just say, I'm going to study, right? We say, I'm going to Bible study, or I'm going to do some Bible study, okay? And study is an action. I want you to think about meditate the same way. It's an action, but the object that we put with the action changes everything. And I do think it is important for us to make the distinction and not just say meditate or meditation. I think you need to say biblical meditation, because there is a big difference. And just like there's a difference if I study a history book or I study, I don't know, my cookbooks. I mean, that's a silly example, but you know, but when I say Bible study, that is very clear that I'm studying God's Word, okay? So think about it, that meditation is an action. Biblical meditation is that renewing and reflecting on the Word of God. Just like studying the Bible is taking time to dive into the Bible, versus being a student and diving into your schoolwork. And so we absolutely want to recognize the difference, but don't ever throw out the baby with the bathwater. Am I the only one that had a mother that said that? I hope you understand that expression. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And, you know, what that means is, after we've washed the baby, you know, the water becomes dirty. And so we throw out the water, but we keep the baby, right? And the Bible tells us that, you know, the enemy is a counterfeit. And he loves to rise up, counterfeit anything that would make us, you know, have this weird relationship with the truth inside of God's Word. I'll never forget talking with a woman. She's actually a very dear friend of mine. And she said, you know, I'd love to do all this Bible study stuff, but a lot of the people that I talk to seem very self-righteous that read the Bible. And I said to her, you know, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? Just because this one person is self-righteous and they read their Bibles does not mean that reading the Bible is bad. However, we do need to be wise. And it's a little bit scary when I go through those two differences to see how much Eastern meditation is really opening up a door to the enemy, whereas biblical meditation is opening up a door to the Lord. All right, so we want to recognize the difference, but don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. So God has created our minds to renew. And biblical meditation is a part of that process. Now, inside of your minds, there is this term called neuroplasticity. And basically, that means that your brain can change. Your thinking can change. And that's really awesome. Because whatever toxic experiences that we've had in life, and we've all had them, that have impacted the way that we think and view the world, this gives us confidence to know that we can live a different way. That's what Paul was trying to encourage inside of this nourish scripture. You used to live this way, but now you know that truth comes from Christ. So let the Holy Spirit renew your mind so that you can put on Christ. Cortical thickening is the term that they use that talks about the growth of new neurons in response to the repeated practice of renewing your mind. In our podcast last week, we talked about the fact that what you focus on grows. What you focus on grows. And in order to root out all the adversity, like we talked about, we can create, our brains can change through neuroplasticity by creating cortical thickening. Now, I brought in all those scientific terms because I don't know about you, but I think the human body is fascinating. The Bible says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And what I want you to see is that science backs up what God's word already says. God has created you and I with the ability to change our thinking. All right, so now I'm going to share with you just a quick story about how this really impacted me when I first really saw major fruit from practicing this discipline in my life. I was actually headed, I was taking a trip, and there was a particular person on this trip that's one of those people that drives me bananas. And this particular person, the Lord clearly spoke to me through his word and said, I'm calling you to love this person. And this person has been very hurtful to me on countless occasions. And I was not feeling the love. But nevertheless, I was going to be around this person. I'm just being honest with y'all. So what God called me to do, we were going on this trip, and I was not going to have time, a lot of time, to dive into God, you know, do major Bible study. And so what the Lord impressed upon my heart to do was to gather up every scripture I could find on loving my enemies, and forgiveness, and respecting others. And it was wild. I'm telling you, up to that trip, it was like God took me on this journey. Every devotion I read, every, you know, the whatever scripture I was studying, those words about respect, forgiving, and loving, they were everywhere. So it didn't take me time, because really the Lord was doing this, but I wrote out each scripture on an index card, and then I had this little purse and kept them, this like little, like, it's really, really small. it was about the size of the index card, but I kept the index cards inside of there. And then in the morning when I would wake up, I would say, I'm going running. And I would go out and I would run, but I would take out those scriptures and I would spend some time walking and saying and praying those scriptures. And I want you to know, and I kid you not, do you know that it was the Lord Jesus gave me the ability to love, even when there were darts thrown my way. And not only that, but I ended up having that feeling of brotherly and sisterly love towards this person. And when I walked away from that trip, what I knew without a shadow of a doubt is that God's principle of renewing your mind works. Now, I am a busy woman just like you, and I so understand that taking time to pause, it's never in our whole time in history, it's never been more challenging and more difficult to do. And that is exactly why I said, I want this discipline to be devoted to one day in the Nourish Bible Study Method. And that is why I created the Renew Step and Nourish. Because if we are going to do all that God has called us to do, we have to do it God's way. And part of God's way is renewing our mind to His Word. And when we renew our mind, when we pay attention to the way that we're thinking, it is a powerful way for us to put on Christ. Thanks so much for listening in. And I hope that you will enjoy the downloads inside of this section that we've created just for you, our 21-day challenge members, and begin to really see the value in this vital practice that God has placed for us inside of His Word. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye-bye.